This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Mary Kissel about the report from the opposition in Venezuela that Delcy Rodriguez, the nominal president, and Jorge Rodriguez, her brother, head of the National Assembly, are slow-walking the transition time promised to President Trump and his administration after the detention and rendition of Nicolas Maduro, head of the drug cartel. Slow-walking. What is to be done? Why slow-walking? What are they waiting for? Here's Mary to explain. More of this tonight.
Well, gosh, Sean, I mean, I'm not sure we know how this is all going to play out. We don't have crystal balls, but we can make some assumptions. The first is that the Rodriguezes understand that their best opportunity to remain in power is to stay there until President Trump leaves office and a different and perhaps more pliable U.S. administration comes in. So there's certainly a ticking timeline here that's happening. Second, we can also be assured that Secretary of State, National Security Advisor Marco Rubio was well aware of that dynamic and also aware of how a failure in Venezuela would impact not just his legacy in the administration, but potentially his presidential aspirations. And thirdly, you know, we don't know very much yet about the internal dynamics of the Venezuelan security forces and the military and what sorts of steps is the Pentagon taking to, you know, get in there, start to evaluate who's where and what they're doing, and, you know, move to remove some of that authority from this corrupt criminal regime. We just don't have a lot of transparency into that.